Okay. Here we go again. What's up, Hillary?
Hey, Jenny.
Hello from 3 minutes ago.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. For years, we have talked about banking apps for when I'm out of town in the summer. And we've never done it.
And we had no plans on doing so.
No.
Thank you, Jenny.
It is only working because of our Ireland correspondent, Jenny from New York, who has provided us with YouTube content that we can push off a week or two.
You're listening. It is on or after July 12th. This is episode 24 of season 5.
Did we say that in the last episode?
No.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You said the dates.
Yeah.
If you listened last week, you know that New York Jenny, as opposed to me, Cleveland Jenny, was in Ireland for 2 weeks and went to the Harry Styles show at Slane and the Dalkey Book Festival, where both Bono and The Edge and Tom Hanks, but she didn't see him, were. And we've never been to either of those things.
Yeah.
So it's great to have, you know, someone on the ground doing the hard work for us. So should we just dive right in?
I think we should.
Okay, y'all. Here comes Jenny.
There was the Dalkey Book Festival, which apparently has been going on for about 8 years. So to explain to your listeners, Dalkey is south of Dublin. It's still part of Dublin. Edge and Bono live very close by. And it's like their village that they go to when they're home in Dublin. So I guess, you know, anybody that had gone to any of the Surrender shows that Bono had done, he had that, you know, a whole scenario where he plays out having drinks with his father at, is it called Finnegan's? Is it Finnegan's, right? His local bar in Dalkey. And he talks about Sorrento. So there's actually two parts to the bar, I found out. I had never been to Dalkey before. So Dalkey is really a small little village. Like, you can walk through it, the main town, very quickly. And it has all these cute little shops and a beautiful old church. A beautiful clock that's in the when you walk through town. And that's where they have all the book festival events, like in the church and in this little community space that looks like a medieval church on its own. But Bono's hangout bar that he talks about in his Surrender show and in his book is in Dalkey. Yeah, I'd seen that for the first time. So the bar actually has two parts. One is like the Sorrento side and one is the Finnegan side, but they're connected when you walk through inside. I didn't really spend much time there. I just kind of walked through, saw it from the outside. But yeah, it's quite beautiful. It was packed with everybody at the festival was there hanging out. A lot of local people. It wasn't a lot of YouTube fans. It was mainly local Irish people, which was nice to see. So as far as the Dalkey Book Festival, there was two events that Edge had. This was all on Sunday, June 18th, and one that Bono had. So I attended the Edge ones. I didn't go to the Bono one. I just kind of have an interest in what Edge was talking about. Your listeners would have a chance if they're in North America and they have access to YouTube's channel on Sirius XM. Close to the Edge series on Sirius XM, Edge actually interviews two people. One is Brian Cox and one is Oliver Jeffers. So you can listen to those Close to the Edge on demand on Sirius XM. I just checked and the Oliver Jeffers one is going to expire soon. So if you haven't listened to it, get on it and listen to them because they're both great. So that's exactly who he interviewed at the Dalkey Book Festival. So I kind of knew what to expect after listening to those Sirius XM YouTube channel conversations that Edge had with them. So I actually was able to see on Saturday, June 17th, Brian Cox alone, not interviewed by the Edge. He was interviewed by Ruth Freeman in the Dalkey Church, which is just this spectacular church that's at the end of the little village in Dalkey. Apparently that's where Bono interview was with Fintan O'Toole. which was the event that closed out the Docky Book Festival on Sunday, June 18th. I didn't attend it, but I did go to the Brian Cox event where he talked about something that he writes about called being a good ancestor. And Brian Cox is a, I think his official title is astrophysicist. I should look that up. But he is a professor in England. So he was just talking about the books that influenced him to become a scientist and generally what it takes to be a good ancestor on Earth to pass on the Earth to the next generation in better shape than when we had it, which we're actually all failing at, as we know. So I had a feeling for some, I was like, when I was sitting there in the church, I'm like, I think Edge would probably come to this. You know, he'd probably come and listen, wouldn't he? And sure enough, he and his wife, Morley, showed up and sat and listened. So that was kind of cool to see them there listening in. I could geek out about the whole science part of it. I love science. I'm kind of a nerd like that. I grew up loving Carl Sagan, and Jane Goodall was like my idol. I was a nerdy kid in that way. So that's why I chose to go to the Edge events, because it's pretty rare. I feel you can go see Edge interview someone. Bono's, you know, he does his stuff pretty often, but you don't see Edge do it. So I just wanted to take advantage of seeing Edge in that environment. Yeah, so I went to the Brian Cox interview. Absolutely loved it. He's just really interesting to hear what he had to say. And I was able to get into Edge interviewing Oliver Jeffers on Sunday, June 18th, the next day. So he's from Northern Ireland. And during their conversation, they had a lot of images flashing above them in the screen behind them that Oliver Jeffers is an artist. He's also done children's books. But he thinks on many different levels at once. He's quite brilliant. And they were just talking about everything you could think of. That's what I loved about it. They're talking about politics. They were talking about what he thinks about space. And it just was just a brilliant conversation. I can't even begin to do it justice. But again, go listen on SiriusXM to hear the Edge interviewing Oliver Jeffers there. You'll get an idea what I'm talking about. And so that on the same day, Edge interviewed Brian Cox. I did not get tickets to that, but it was in a tent, like a 20-minute walk outside of Docky itself. You actually had to walk on Sorrento Road, which was quite funny because Bono talks about Sorrento Road a lot on his Surrender show. He said that walk is modeled after a similar walk in Italy. And that's why it's called Sorrento Road. So I actually had to walk that road to get to the tent where Brian Cox and Edge were chatting. I could hear their entire conversation because it was on a tent outside and it was right on the water, which was a nice setting. So that was fun to listen to them. They had really interesting conversations about artificial intelligence and what they think the impact of that will be in our future. And that, you know, Edge had some interesting comments he made that he tried to see what AI would give as a response to a very complicated question about space and time. I recorded part of it. It was so funny how he did it. And they were just talking about going to Mars and what that entails. Is it morally right to go to Mars? Should we have a plan B? Should we be trying to take care of the Earth now and not spend time on going to Mars? Yeah, so a lot of, I took notes actually like a nerd about it. I won't go into all the science part of it because it probably bore your listeners to death if they're not into that. But yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. Docky is a sweet, lovely little town, worth a visit if you ever are in Ireland, just to go walk through, and the shops and the restaurants are spectacular. Yeah, so that's it in a nutshell. If you got the information that you're looking for. Okay, thanks, Jenny and Hillary. Bye.
I want to go to the Dalkey Book Festival.
It sounds delightful. I want to go to Dalkey.
I just want to go to Dalkey.
Yeah.
We went to some pub in Dalkey where I had the best soup and also the thickest brown bread I've ever had in my life.
The most dense, like you could not digest that bread.
It tasted delicious. I had to kind of soak it in the soup, but it was like thick as a brick. It was it was a meal. That and a Guinness would sustain you for a week.
We have a lot of great stories. We went to Dalkey twice when we were there in 2018.
We lost Ron Swanson once.
We did. The little man.
The
did
little man on the bar. You'll have to, I don't even know what episode that is. I feel like it's a St. Patrick's Day episode.
Yeah.
We talk about funny Dublin stories.
We met some aggressive strangers that got us back to
the city center. Yeah. Because apparently the dart doesn't work all night. And
even though it said it still had like one more run, it wasn't running.
The one more did not include the stop that we needed.
No.
So that was a problem. But you live and you learn. We ended up safely home.
We did. I just remember you telling me I was very loud in the hall.
We were smushed in this cab with another couple.
Like, are you sure? Are you sure?
We had had some drinks.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. We were envious of those adventures.
Oh, and I'm glad we could share it with our listeners. Thank you so much. Okay, y'all. Well, next week, we'll be back on track. I'll be back in town.
For hold.
And we will talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2-ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at the_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2-ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.